The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to The Barrington Show with your host, Barrington, and co-host, Mary, right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board, dial 905-725-1907. Toll free in North America, 1-866-905-7325. Worldwide, 1-866-656-5477. Send us an email right now. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. To your hosts of the Barrington Show, Barrington and Mary.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Barrington Show. We're sitting here, beautiful weather in Toronto, by the way, and if you're anywhere around here, you can relate to what I'm saying. I'm thanking everybody for joining us, new listeners, old-time people who are hanging in there for us. Thanks for your support. We're here, we're doing a show on spirituality. You're speaking to Barrington and Mary.
Hi, everyone. Welcome. Happy Sunday. And glad to have you on board with us. And we've got an interesting show. And we've been in the studio listening to the intro music and swaying back and forth and having a good time with the sounds.
Doing the happy dance.
Yep.
So, you guys are asking us, the audience is asking us if we're on YouTube or podcasting or anywhere there's other places where you can see or hear the show. We had a gentleman with us last week, and he's been putting some stuff together. So I was told last night that within the next couple of days, you'll be able to check us out on YouTube and do some podcasting and listen to the show and take it with you. Save it and enjoy it. So we're working on it, like we said in the beginning. We're taking our time, and we're getting to it. So, good for us.
Yep, and it'll be interesting to be able to listen to all of Barrington's wisdom.
Well, I don't know about the wisdom. I didn't create it.
It's out there floating in the ether. We just bring it in.
There you go. We netted it up and brought it in, and now we're going to share it with everyone else.
Yep.
So, a couple of things I'll tell you. I've had the best week of my life, or the worst. I just found out that a relative of mine passed away, and I'm not really sad about that because, you know,
He went home. Your father went home.
He went home. But I found out I have 5 siblings out there that I didn't know, and they didn't know of us. We didn't know of them, and we're in the middle of trying to put it all together so we can unite. I can't say reunite because that would be inaccurate.
You haven't united yet.
Unless we were part of the last world, I suppose. But I have sisters and brothers calling me from many different parts of the world saying, hey, I'm a McLeod. But it is what it is. And we're moving on. Today, we're going to talk about going home. We're going to talk about going home and the preparation that you will do when you're getting ready to go home.
All right, so just to clarify, for you, going home is when we pass over to the other side of life and we're releasing from the physical body. That's going home?
Yep.
Okay, just checking, putting it out there.
So we're going to leave. We're going to talk about going home and the preparation that you would do if you found out you were heading home, which you are. You just don't know your date yet. You know, and I don't want to be that guy to tell you, but you're going to go home. A question I want to throw at you is, what would you do if you knew you only have 6 more months for this world to be here? The whole world is going to end in 6 months.
In a good way?
It's going to end in 6 months.
Okay. I think it's a good way?
Sure.
Okay. Natural.
But, you know, what would you do if you knew the world would end in 6 months? So before we get rolling on that, I have a little story I want to share with everyone. And it sort of ties into all that we're talking about, all that we will talk about today. So if you believe that we will not be here collectively in 6 months, would you make any changes to your life? Anything to say, Mary?
Yeah, I want to know, what would you do? What would you do if you were given this information?
No. Wow. I got to think about that.
All right. Do you want me to share what I would do?
Let me give you a quick answer to that one. I don't know that I'd be doing anything different that I'm doing right now.
Okay.
I'm kind of enjoying all that there is. I realize today's the only day. So I think I'd be doing exactly what I'm doing right now. Okay. Enjoying the life. So let me tell you a story. And I don't know where this originated from. I heard it many years ago. And I would love to give credit to those or whoever who wrote it or who told the story originally. There was 3 men laying on the beach. This is the story. And a passerby saw them laying on the beach early in the morning, relaxing, taking it easy and having a fun time. The passerby said, "Why aren't you guys up and working?" They said, "Oh, we've done our work already. We did it this morning. We went out and caught some fish, came back, sold the fish, and now we're finished for the day and we're laying back and we're relaxing." The man said, "Well, why don't you go back out and catch some more fish?" One of the gentlemen laying back, relaxing, says, "Why would I do that?" He goes, "Well, you could double your load, make twice as much money." And the relaxing guy says, "Well, why would I want to do that?" He goes, "Well, you'll have more money. You could buy more things, like another boat, for example." And the guy says, "Well, why would we want to do that?" He goes, "So when you're old and you're retired, you'll have lots of money. You could lay back and relax." And they collectively said, "We're doing that right now." That's my story. We're doing that right now. Ties into, what would you do if you knew the world is going to end? What would you do? How would you react? Mary, what would you do?
I would head to the most serene, beautiful, gorgeous, natural place on earth, where all the scents are coming from the flowers. There's waterfalls. There's wilderness. I'd go there and I'd sit and I would think and meditate and rest and relax. I want to draw everything through my senses. So that's my answer. We have an email from Ty, and Ty writes in, "Hi, Barrington. Sorry for your loss. However, as you say, we are just going home. Congratulations on your new siblings." Awesome. I think this is so awesome. What a story. And this is Ty from Oakville, Ontario. Thank you for emailing us.
Thanks, Ty. And I don't know. I didn't know the man. I knew his name and I carry his last name, but I don't know him. So I generally don't feel bad for people going home. And if he was just a visitor in my life, just passed through, I thank you for being sorry for that, but I'm not. And that's my truth. My new siblings, yes, we're excited. We're all around the same age. We found out that this man had 9 kids in 7 years. Incredible. There was no cable, I imagine, back then. But anyway, 9 kids, 7 years, 7 different mothers. But we're connecting to each other. And if there's any way out there I could reach out to that one sibling we can't find, I would love to be able to find her and move on. But thank you again, Ty. And this was our life.
Are you okay to say her name in case she's listening or someone knows of her?
Not ready to do that part
yet. Yeah, you're still looking into everything. Okay, thank you. Now, our Barrington's website is www.barringtonawaken.com. And if you're looking for his book, the name of the book is Awaken Ascension Guide, Aligned to Your True Purpose, by Barrington, Channeling by Mary, available at amazon.ca and amazon.com. And if you want to check out his Instagram, at Barrington Awaken. Okay, so that's some information for you. We have an email from Alice. Okay, Alice, if I had only 6 more months to live, I would make sure that I told everyone that I love how much I love them. Oh, that's beautiful. And I would tell all of the politicians who screwed up this world to kiss my ass. Exclamation mark. I can fill in the dots. There's a capital A and a couple dots. So, yep. Alice, you are tenacious and good for you.
This is good. A lot of politicians will be lining up at your door. It'd be a long line, but if they wanted to. But that's good. You know, I'm looking for those who are going to say they would connect with family.
Yeah, she's saying, yeah, you know, everyone that I love, how much I love them.
Connect with friends. Tie up your loose ends that you may have out there. But I think a lot of people, for me personally, I would spend a lot of time of that period connecting to the next life through meditation, preparing myself, be more prepared for my journey home. So I'd spend more time doing that. I believe a lot of our cultures would start to reach out to other people. Because we're not going to be busy hating anybody or busy trying to collect stuff and save stuff.
Do you think that there are people who would want to apologize to others or receive apologies? Or at that point, would it even really matter?
I can't speak for those people. I don't know that receiving an apology is ever going to make me any better. Because we've learned and we've talked about on the show about letting go.
Mm-hmm.
Someone has done you wrong. Like I've said to you many times, when somebody steps on your toes, it's your responsibility to say, ouch. You know, so when somebody's done something wrong to me that I consider wrong, it's not relevant. I'm still here. I still do what I do. And I refuse to carry the animosity to hold on to anything negative from what that person did, whether or not it was intentional or whether or not it was by accident. If it's by accident, it's neither here nor there. If it was relevant, they're not a part of me.
No, and I always see it that it's not mine, so why would I carry that with me when it isn't mine? If someone has done something, it's up to them to get to a level of maturity or understanding where they can make the correction or fix or whatever it is that they need to do. Okay, so as far
that's
as...
That's up on them to do it. And as for you, the question is directed to all the yous out there. What would you do? Would you live your dream? Would you tie up loose ends? Would you settle all your affairs? Would you get ready for the big skywalk? You know what I mean? What preparation would you do if you knew you only had 6 more months to live?
All right. So when you're meditating and you're envisioning and doing your work, Barrington, how do you perceive the other side? How do you perceive going home? Do you sense anything there? Do you have information to share on that level?
Well, we've been there, all of us. We just don't remember. Going home, and I said that to you when we were preparing for this show, we don't have any ill feelings towards going home. And you're not saddened about leaving here. Because home is home. You're not going home to sick, war, deceit. You know, you don't have to watch your back.
Suffering.
Upset, pain, suffering, all that stuff. That is only here tied into your body. When you leave to go home, that's you're leaving that here. When you go through what I call the filtration process, that stuff, even your bad mind, is left back here.
Okay, so when you leave, do you have a form? Do you see, like, I know what I see.
Do I fill out a form?
And no, do you?
Letter of acceptance?
I know you're not in a physical body. Do you have, like, a light body, a form? Like,
are you shaped?
Yeah.
No, you're just there. You don't have the body. Extract the body. Because we're here now, we understand that all we are is the breath. The body is the vehicle. And we've talked about this many times in our show. The body is the vehicle that you travel around with. Without that, I guess you can't go anywhere. Once you've laid it down, because it's been broken, diseased, aged, accident, whoever that happens, you don't have it anymore. What makes us restricted is the fact that we have a body. Without that, we're limitless. We're the infinite existence.
I see where we can hold a shape. And that's the shape that we choose to hold. And it's usually in a past life or a life that As I always say, we're infinite, so there's one life, and we have many life extensions and incarnates. But I see a shape that one admires and prefers to take, and it's usually in a life extension or incarnate where they were really quite pleased and happy. So we have an email from Gail.
Yeah, we have Gail from Regina, and she's asking us about the nature sanctuary that we spoke of on previous shows, and she wants to be a supportive of the show. So we're there. I'm going to have Mary give you all the information because she's better at that than I am. So thank you for the email, Gail from Saskatchewan, Regina.
Okay. Yes, and everyone can go on to Barrington's website, which is www.barringtonawaken.com, and you'll see information about our Nature Sanctuary project and also the Awaken Center project, because that will go together. And we're setting up this week e-transfer, if that helps for anybody who wants to donate or to support what we're doing in our near future. And we're excited about this because it's something that we've both know it's part of our destiny and where we want to be. And you'll be able to visit the Nature Sanctuary and come and take a class or a course or listen to Barrington speak at the Awaken Center once it comes to be. And right now we have a temporary Awaken Center near Toronto. What's the intersections there?
It's East Toronto. It's
Shepherd East Toronto. And?
Yeah, it's Shepherd and Morningside.
Are the closest intersection.
Yeah.
So, yes. So thanks, Gail.
Thank you, Gail, from Saskatchewan. So the program's on its way. There's so much to get done, and we're doing this, you know, one step at a time, here, there, and so on. Everything that we do when we talk about the radio show, when we talk about promoting the book, when we talk about building the Nature Sanctuary, we're doing this with you in mind, you, the audience, you know, the listeners. This is all of us doing this together. We want to come together as one, and like I talk about a lot in the book, is the one family. Without you, we won't exist. We'll still be here, but the Nature Sanctuary and all that stuff wouldn't be a success. So we are relying on you to take that step to help us do this and come out and be a part of it. I have this dream that when we build it, we'll have this long walkway with a brick with your name and everything on it.
That's
so
pretty cool.
That's part of the building process, and we're taking little baby steps towards it because we're still very busy with our lives. But this is what we're working on inevitably, and we will flip into this being the mainstream.
Yes, we're moving into having this as full time. I have an email here from Brian for Barrington. Wow, heavy show today. I would party and pray to my God until the cows come home. Brian, you're going home with a smile on your face. Good for you.
Party is good, Brian. I really respect that. You know, maybe you can invite us to party. Well, it's not going to happen. This is a hypothetical, and should it happen, we will have this great thing to work on. So the party is good. What we're getting at in asking everyone, what would they do if this should happen? We want you to realize that's what you should be doing. Not because I have word from anyone that it's going to happen, but you need to realize that now is your time. Now is your time to do all that you've planned to do. The bucket list you've got in the back of your closet, pull it out and do it now. You know, the relatives you want to connect with, call them up now. The connection you want to make with your spirituality, do it now. You must act now. That's what we're trying to get at. And love everybody. Tap into yourself and get that true love for yourself. So now is the time that we've got.
Yes, and roll through your now in a relaxed and happy and joyful and celebrating. Don't go through thinking, oh my gosh, I got to make this happen. You get to be exactly what you're supposed to be. We have an Emily email.
An Emily email.
I always enjoy the topics you cover each week, and this one is really important. I love Barrington's story about the men fishing. Thank you for reminding us to focus on the present and to enjoy the moments we have.
Thank you, Emily. Where's Emily? Lindsay.
Lindsay.
That's
my daughter-in-law.
That's right. And
yeah.
I know she's in Lindsay.
Yes.
Thank you for that. And the fisherman story was told to me many years ago, and it actually made sense. What they were trying to get at was to live now and don't procrastinate. Don't wait for tomorrow, because tomorrow for a lot of people will not come. If you can put your focus on get what's important, yes, tell the loved ones you love them. Hug them every day. Give them a kiss. Reach out and touch someone and just be the best you, because now is what matters. Thank you for the email.
And your fisherman's story reminds me of, just because you can doesn't mean you should. And I've had past businesses that have been very successful, and I've poured my heart and soul and my time and my energy and my everything into those businesses because I wanted to do the best that I could. But years later, when I look back, I wish that I had taken more time for myself. And I know I've talked to you, Barrington, because you can be very, very busy, and you've had great successes. And, you know, we were reflecting on this the other night, and you also had a comment about going after something and expanding and expanding and expanding. Is there really a valid point to that, that deals with spirituality, that deals with being yourself and giving yourself some freedom in your life?
The biggest you're going to ever be, the biggest you'll ever be, is to understand yourself fully, or understand yourself more. The more you know about you, the more you want to learn about you. Because you actually, you, the audience, everybody, you're actually quite fascinating. Just knowing the stuff that you're able to do, just knowing that you're not limited or you're not restricted. You know, unfortunately, we were talking about going upstream. We learned a long time ago that nature seeketh the path of least resistance. Therefore, we go along with the flow. You know, when the salmon eggs are hatched or born or whatever they do, they flow downstream and they go into the ocean and they live their life. And when it's over, they return and the process will begin, right? That's what the salmons do.
Yeah.
We, on the other hand, were told to swim upstream and try to accomplish this and get that greatness and get to that high point. And we exhaust ourselves in doing it and stress ourselves out and never get to the top, because you die before you get there.
Well, that's
sorry to say that.
Sad.
It sounds morbid, but
okay,
it is.
That's okay, because we're going home.
We're seeking the path of least resistance and telling you that we're not designed to be here to struggle. That's not what it's about. We're not designed to be here to accomplish that impossible task, or for other people to tell us how they want us to live for their benefits. We're designed to be here to experience life, true love, love each other, love thy neighbor, love yourself. That's what we're designed for. And put down that load.
Yeah. And we are designed to power up. We're designed to step up. And we're designed to do what is naturally within us. But we're not
designed to build the castle for the master.
Yes. Thank you. Okay. Chase. Hi, Chase. I would turn on everyone to the Barrington Show with the hope that he and Mary would stay on the air to give us updates about the afterlife so we can be at peace with ourselves. And we would so do this for you and everyone, Chase. I would be there right to the last blinking light.
Chase, thank you for that. It's awesome that you you send us an email. You didn't say where you're from, but thank you anyways. You're able to tap into your own source on your own. And this is what we've been talking for the longest time about, meditation and how to tap into the source. The reason I wanted to talk about this show today was somebody asked us last week if Mary and I were afraid to die. And I thought about it, and the answer is no.
Because we don't die.
We don't die, that's one thing. But, I mean, the method is probably frightening. However, the answer was no, and I tried to remember why. And I remember that when I started meditating and realizing how much was out there and how restricted we are, the fear of dying went away. Because now, again, you're going home. Who's not excited to go home? You get to be with the source that you connect with. You get to understand all the goodness of our existence. You get to understand all the beautiful things around you. We're here on a vacation. Vacation ends.
And doing our soul work, which is our spiritual work. I've seen the other side, so I can honestly say that it's quite beautiful, and there's so much light and privilege.
You've seen it in
my own
means
way.
Of meditation?
Yep, awesome. I have.
And this is what we're trying to let people know.
It's okay. It really is okay. And I could describe it in detail. I'm not going to do that because this is Barrington's show. We're okay. And I love this email from Dare. What a beautiful and creepy show, to say the least. I would have lots of sex while you go.
Well, you go and listen. Listen, you should be doing that right now. Right now. Put
yeah,
the computer
wait.
Down.
Well, maybe that's happening.
Because if it is your desire to accomplish or to do this, don't put it on the burner. Don't wait. You've got to do everything. I understand having children and having to pay mortgage and pay car notes and all those things. I get all that.
And Dare, we're not always talking about passing over things. If you've never listened before, we talk about other things.
We do talk about other things, and this topic may be morbid because a lot of people don't want to address the inevitable. But we also understand that you need to know that you are going to a better place.
And we're telling you that it really is okay. And if you've had beloved ones that have passed over, they really are well on the other side. And we keep quickening our vibration and raising up to greater awareness, to higher consciousness. And when this happens, it affects everyone. Like Barrington says, it's part of the great wave. And when the great wave shifts and moves, we all shift and move. So as people pass over and they go up into those divine and sacred infinite places, they affect us here. So, you know, you can meditate and tap into that knowing and that power. Because it's quite, I see it as something very pretty.
We're all connected to each other. So yep. When you tug one, you tug everybody in a small scale, but we're all connected. And the reason we're doing the show again, it's not because we're morbid people. It's that I don't want you to be out there and be afraid of dying. Okay? Wherever you stand today, whatever situation that you're in, make sure that you realize that dying is a part of the package deal.
Yes. Thank you, Barrington. Okay, Bill writes in, I would spread love and peace and give poor people a chance to experience no heartaches for their final days. Oh, that's nice. Paying for things that would allow them to have fun. Oh, now we're having lots of fun. I'm liking this. I'm lining up. I would screw my creditors since it would not matter in 6 months if the world was coming to an end. Got a point there.
You got a
point there,
point.
Bill.
Good point, yes.
Because they're not going to care either. They're probably not even going to be sitting in that office behind that chair.
Reach out and help somebody. That's awesome.
Yeah, and
screwing
have fun.
The creditors, I'm not sure if it'll matter. You're not intending
won't
to
matter
do it,
to
Bill.
Them.
What you can actually do, tell them you'll send in a payment on the 11th, on the 7th month, and then that way you go to that place feeling pretty good about yourself. So let's not, you know, take advantage. This is not where we're going with that show. We just want to say, but you could write them a check and tell them to cash it after the 6 month, and then you're clean. You know, you get in.
Thing. It's the same thing.
Save the
thing.
Day. You're Thank you for that, Bill. And was it Bill?
Yes.
Thank you for that email and a little bit of humor on our side.
Yep.
But we want you to just enjoy life because that's what it's all about. You're not designed to be anybody's donkey and carry the load for somebody else and they sit high in the castle while you're suffering and you die prematurely. You know, people do choose to leave and they're able to do it. And I don't mean by jumping off the bridge. You could just give up the will to do so. And by all means, you're in the process of leaving this this world. You can do that, right. But that's not what I'm advocating. I'm not suggesting you do that. Stop it. I'm saying that you should get gatherings, social gatherings, meet people, learn culture, eat some good food, dance. And some guy emailed in and say, have a party.
What if that's not what you want to do? What if
well,
you
if it
do
is, start doing
totally
it now.
Different.
Do it now, because now is the time we have to live, right now.
Yeah, and we have our own free will. Okay, we have an email from Emma. Beautiful show. However, going home is only dependent if someone believes in an afterlife. This is why so many people are afraid to die. Emma from Erie.
Emma, thank you. From Erie. Thank you, Erie, Pennsylvania. Thank you, Emma, for that. You're right. A lot of people are afraid to die. But if you got to ask this question, where did you come from? Did you just spring up here? What happens after you've passed? The body's gotten too old to carry on. It's going to return somewhere. So wherever that is for you, that's going home. And if you don't believe there's an afterlife, that's fine. Ask yourself, where did you start from? Where did you come from? So there is no hell, except in my house. But there is no hell
with, your kids.
With my kids, but there is no HE double hockey stick and people burning and all that stuff. It was made up to scare you. if you don't follow the path that was laid out for you by another group of people, then you're going to burn in hell. So they scare you into believing in their method as being the truth. If you're not afraid of anything, hell is not, like I said, the only hell that exists is in my house with my children, my three teenage boys. But other than that, you're going to go home to a greater place and have a wonderful afterlife.
You're in trouble if you believe. Someone's listening. The other point is whether you believe or you don't believe, whatever's going to happen is going to happen because of the laws of nature. So whether you believe it or not, if you have an essence that exists outside of a physical body, it's going to be there. You not believing in it is not going to stop it from happening. You believing in it is just, it's just the same. It's allowing that which is going to be is going to come to be. It is what it is. So if we have an essence, if we have an afterlife form, an everlasting form is what I was trying to say, no matter what we call it or say or do or anything, it's going to be there.
You have to understand that, you know, you may not believe that there's something else, but this isn't it, because if that was the case, you would live forever. And whether or not you get a chance to come back or live on that side doesn't matter. We're talking about what would you do if you knew there's only 6 more months to go.
I'm getting all kinds of ideas from today's show. Okay, we have an email from Sherry. Hello, I am a new listener from Syracuse, New York. Love the beautiful advice and topics that you talk about. Thank you for the enlightenment, Sherry. Thanks, Sherry, for emailing in to us.
Thanks, Sherry. We're glad to have you on board. Thank you for being
New York.
Syracuse, New York. Thank you for being on board, and I hope you enjoy the show. We do it every Sunday here on the Reality Radio 1&1. You can always contact us via email, telephone, and World Wide Web. Everything is presented for you, and we're going to do that right as Gary gets my attention and starts doing it.
All right, folks, if you want to write in, it's very simple. It's very easy. You can email us. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. That's instudio101@gmail.com. If you'd like to make a phone call, our local number in the Toronto GTA area is 905-725-1907. Or toll-free anywhere else, 1-866-905-7325. Or again, our email address is instudio101@gmail.com.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for that. We just got an email in from Tommy, and he was asking about the New Horizon Community Center. That's probably somewhere in the email. So the New Horizon Community Center was something I started up a while back, and we were going to do a community center, do counseling, do teachings, and help other people who just wanted to have somebody to talk to or someone to listen to. So we started that up quite a few years ago, I think maybe about 15 years ago now. It's still there. Because of how busy life has gotten over the time, we've changed it. The company still exists. The community center is still there, but we haven't been doing a lot of work with it because we're working towards bringing everything together, this new reality, this new show, the new books and everything else. We're tying into it. So the community center, like you're asking the question, Tommy, it's still there. We're just not doing a lot with it right now because my hands are kind of tied.
Okay, and so is that what this is, the New Horizon Community Center? Because that's on your bio in
that's
your
right.
website.
That's right.
Okay, and the project that you are now applying yourself to is the Awaken Center, where people can go and meditate, do yoga,
that's
have classes
correct.
And retreats, and that might be something that Tommy will be interested in the future.
We'll also have a lot of people there for if you need counseling of some sort, if you have an addiction and you want help with that. We're going to talk about the things that's going to be beneficial to a lot of people. That's why we're asking for support from the radio audience. We're asking for support to just back us up on this. Learn who we are and understand that we're doing this for all of us. We're doing this for all of us. And just hang in there. Watch us grow. Be a part of it.
Okay, thank you. Now, from Fred, Fred has sent us an email. Whoa, just tuned in from Alexander, Manitoba. Heavy, man, heavy. It is. It is. Hang in there, Fred. I would party, have lots of sex, eat crappy food, since I normally do not, and cry a lot for mistakes in my in this life. That Fred, I hear you.
I can't imagine.
Oh, I love these emails today. They're awesome.
I can't. Yeah, it's going the wrong way. I can't imagine people are out here going, saying that, oh, I got 6 months to leave. Let me go find someone to have sex with.
Yeah.
It's just like, I don't know. Maybe at a certain age, you're like, no, I want to do this.
Maybe
I
they already know someone. They might have a partner.
Maybe they know somebody. Yeah. But again, that's good. Thanks for the email, Fret.
Thank you for being so open and honest and frank and right in our face today. Good for you.
Yeah. The whole idea that I'm hoping that you would want to, like I said, you know, participate in social gatherings. Live your dream. Find that bucket list and attack it. Do it right now. Make yourself a part of a social group. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm saying these are the things that I probably thought would have been more important. This is quintessential on my list. Do I want to have sex? I'm going to put that on the bucket list because, you know, I've lived, I've traveled, I've done my party, and I've seen a lot of the world, and I would just want to do other things now. You know, not, don't get me wrong, the sex part's cool, but yeah, I would just attack the bucket list, you know?
Well, that's what Fred is on his bucket list. So you're looking for more of a way to prepare yourself on a spiritual or sacred level. Not that that's not spiritual or sacred, what Fred's talking about, because it depends on the individual.
When people are having sex, they're always saying, oh, God, oh, God. Hey, you know what? You're onto something. Definitely onto something.
That's right.
Good for you.
Yeah, you could have a point there. So, and I know through talking with you here and there through the week that you didn't really want to, you've traveled so much and done so much that for you it was more of sitting still and calming yourself and being in a natural environment where you could meditate and prep. And I guess, are you looking to seek that higher vibrational frequency, that note, that tone, that infinite song that rises you up so that when everything ends, you just go bloop, bloop, and you're there?
Yep.
Okay.
I would
levitate right into the other world.
I would definitely spend more time learning more about me because the body's time is limited. You know, I just, like I said earlier in the show, I just found out that my old man passed away and he was 82. And, you know, he's gone. And good thing came from that, though, is the fact that my siblings are all just rallying around trying to connect to each other. If I were in his position, I would spend a lot of my leftover time just connecting with me, doing the things that's more important to me. My whole life, I've been a father, I've been a boss, I've been a teacher, I've been all these things to other people, a son to my mom, and brothers to, you know, brother to my brothers, and so on. We did all these things, but I didn't really get a chance to do much for me.
Okay, that's understandable.
Yeah, so to you, I'm a friend, and to him, I'm a son, and to her, I'm a, you know, I'm going to do for Barrington.
Okay, that's lovely. And a little tip here for if you are practicing to go home or thinking about it in your meditation. If you ask for everyone who really, truly loves you and understands you, wants to be with you infinitely, those who really do not pardon themselves away from you because they absolutely love and adore you, those are the people that you want to meet you when you pass over and you move up through into the divine. So you want to say that in your daily meditations or prayers and say thank you for those who really truly love me, and they'll meet me on the other side, and I'm excited to be with them again. That's one of, I'd say, an important, valuable tip. I'll call it a tip, but
yeah,
take a look at that, and it's important from what I know. So
you have to live your dream, whatever it is that you're dreaming about, whatever it is that you fantasize about. You have to do it. You should do it because there is no tomorrow for that. And
a lot of us tell
the story of, oh, when I'm retired or when I'm this age or when I get here, when I accomplish this. Well, what about now? It seems as if we're preparing for tomorrow. And tomorrow may never come. So today is the day where you take the initiative to go out there and tackle the things that you want to tackle.
Yep.
And that's meaningful to you. And, you know, be kind to everybody, like I've always said, and take care of yourself. And by all means, let the ego sit in the back. Don't let it run you, because the ego is known to get us in trouble.
Okay. We have an email from Gloria. Hi from Bristol, England.
Thank you, England.
Yes, thank you. I would spend lots of time with my family and do things for the forgotten children of the world. And yes, enjoy more sex, expensive wine, and do things on my bucket list. I cannot do them now due to cost, but with 6 months left, I can leave that check on the seventh month.
Well, awesome. See, there you go. There's wisdom right there, Gloria. Thank you very much. Leave a check on the seventh month. The unfortunate thing is,
no one will be there to pick it up or care about it. Everybody's going to be out doing their thing.
Just say you did. You know, just say it's in the mail.
That's a lie. You can't.
Just throw it in the mailbox. There you go.
Oh, I get you. Because it's going to go up in light with everything else, right?
Thank you for that email, and you're absolutely right. You're going to attend to what's important to you. You're going to help the children who needs help, who seems to be lacking and want to have somebody to reach out to them. So thank you for that. Yeah. That's very important. And thank you for listening.
Yeah, and you're going to have some fun yourself.
If you've just joined us, you're listening to the Barrington Radio Show. We're on Reality Radio 101. We're talking usually topics of spirituality. We've been told today that it's morbid. And it's not what we normally do, and it seems like everybody is lacking sex. Like everybody's like, you know,
no, they just want more
of it. For the last month to go, you know.
Now, partners, if you're listening to who is emailing in, that might be a little wink for you there. So maybe when you get off the phone or you come away from the computer, then or the TV or whatever, that might be a nice evening for you.
Don't forget, stay connected. Be kind to people. Be kind to yourself.
Be fair. Be friendly.
Meditate. Exercise. Eat right. Rest a lot.
Yep.
Hydrate your body.
Rest. Yep.
Get your brain in the right place. Once you have that opportunity, you can tap into everything that is meaningful to you and to everyone else.
Okay. Harry writes, I am freaked out from Andover, New Jersey, but loving it. Well, what we've done is we've got your adrenaline going and all kinds of chemicals and hormones are rushing through your body and getting everything ready and prepared. You're excited.
It'd be interesting to know what is freaking you out. For me, it's like everybody wants to have sex. But again, that's not it. Yeah. But thank you for that email. I don't see where you're emailing from, but thank you very much.
Andover, New Jersey.
Oh, New Jersey.
Yep.
Thank you for that, Harry. And don't be freaked out. Our show's usually different today. I just wanted to throw one off to see how people would react.
And for anybody who is just tuning in, this is the Barrington Show with Barrington and Mary. And at the beginning of the show, Barrington asked a question. What would you do if you found out that the Earth would end in 6 months? And me right away jumped into positivity and I said it's going to end in a good way, right? And so he's asking the listeners if they have a comment or what they would do. So we have an email from Bart. Hi, I tried to explain to a friend of mine that everything in life should be done in balance. We are listening to your show right now from Atlantic City, New Jersey. I told him about eating, exercising, drinking, etc., in balance to stay focused, healthy, and true to life. Could you just touch base on that mantra? I truly believe that balance is key. It is, Bart.
It is, Bart. Thank you very much from, where are they from?
Atlantic City, New Jersey.
Thank you very much for that. And yes, things should be done in balance, but it's relevant to what you consider your life to be and what balances you. You may, like everybody else has been talking about, sex and leaving bad checks at the seventh month and all these things. It's your balance.
Yes, and he is talking about eating, so we're going to say eating properly, getting your fruits and vegetables and salads.
Eat the right foods and get the right rest and be kind to everybody. A person that, an exercise and then doing something
hydrating, you talk about that, Barrington.
Meaningful to you. One of the things that I've found is you want to keep the brain busy. You know, if it's only for the next 6 months, you keep the brain busy by challenging it. Do something new. Learn a lesson. You know, play a p- play an instrument, learn a language, dance. That's always amazing. Learn martial arts.
Go spend some time in nature.
Don't allow this fungus or slowdown to affect you at all. Keep active all the time.
My mantra is whenever I'm going to have an experience, and we've shared this with everyone, I ask the question, will this experience support my optimum health and happiness? And the answer has to be yes. And if it's not, I'm not going to engage. Optimum health is the best health that one can have. So that's the best health you can have. And again, Barrington mentioning eating, some raw plant-based foods to make sure that your immune system is healthy in your body as well, hydrating your body. Barrington talks about exercising in the way that you enjoy it, moving your body. Walking in nature is lovely, yoga, Tai Chi, Qigong, things like that. And sleeping, resting and sleeping properly in a non-cluttered, safe and proper environment for you because clean. You have to get your rest.
So, yes, and all of that is accurate. You also want to take a good look at, getting rid of the things that is just collected around you over the years. Now you know you can't take it with you, regardless of how you try. I don't think I've ever seen a U-Haul tagging behind a hearse anywhere. So the stuff that you've collected over the years and, what does it mean to you and why do you still have them? So you're going to have to, you should learn how to get rid of the things that is just cluttering your life. And you may be attached to them, but you can't take them with you.
Yes, thank you, Barrington. And Bart, if you want to purchase one of Barrington's book, Awaken Ascension Guide, Aligned to Your True Purpose, Barrington wrote the book, and I have some channeling in the book. It's available at Amazon.ca and Amazon.com. And I like where you are saying in your email, true to life, because you really have to be exactly what you are created to be, your own true self.
To thine own self be true.
Yeah, and you have to be a truthful person. You have to, I always say you are the sacred truth.
And you have to learn, we should all learn to live that way, where you have, and I've said this many times on the show, if it's not yours, don't take it. If it doesn't belong to you, if it's not true, don't say it. And if you're doing it and it's wrong, stop doing it. Doing those three things will align you to being a good, kind person. And in doing so, you'll see other people coming out of the woodwork to meet you and greet you because now you're equally yoked and you have a lot in common. So take that step to clean yourself and be the example of that perfect person you'd love to see and meet in the world and shake his hand when you look in the mirror.
Great. And I did do some research to find out who the author is of what Barrington loves to share with us because it's such great advice. And it connects with cowboys and a cowboy prayer or something like that. So if anyone knows who the author is, let us know because I haven't located that yet. We have an email from Jennifer. Hello, Barrington and Mary. Wow, this is a radio show. We should live our lives right now like the world is coming to an end in 6 months. Be kind, loyal, honest, friendly, generous, humble, and lots of, I will say it differently, intimacy. Aw, love your radio show from Manhattan, New York. There you go. Is that a little bit softer? Approach, Barrington.
It is what it is. I think it falls under the same category. Well, good for you, and thank you
very
much. I love
the word intimacy.
Thank you very much for the email, Jennifer. And you're absolutely right. Now is the time that we've got, and to put it down and wait for tomorrow. We all die short of living that dream. We all die short of reaching that goal or getting that amount of money or buying that big house. And we don't realize that we kill ourselves in trying to do it. We're trying to go too fast, too high.
Simplify. Simplify is simplicity. It's freedom. I'm a happy minimalist. And for me, it's
simplicity is very free. It's freeing
freedom
to you. And I'm not saying not to have ambition or to become the couch potato. I'm saying there's so much more in you that you have to give, but you have to step up and realize that and tap within your inner self to the true you and realize that you don't need to carry this heavy load because the heavy load shortens your journey.
Yeah.
And that's what we're getting at.
It can. It depends. Yes.
It could.
It could. Yeah. And the more natural I became in my life, and I didn't have to take too many steps to do that because of my upbringing, the easier it was. And for all of you out there, if you want to try, the more you connect with nature and you honor that simplicity, it's easier. You really recognize that freedom. And we have an email from Rachel. Hello, I work two jobs to make ends meet. I try to exercise, eat right, and I sometimes do yoga. But how important is sleep to the human body and mind? Some say you need 8 hours of sleep. Some folks say more, and some say less. I'm confused. Your take?
When you go to bed at night because you feel tired, turn off your alarm, especially the days you don't have to work, and wait until you wake up. That's when you know you've had enough sleep. You know, we're cutting it short. We're cramming it in. We're getting that alarm to wake us up at this hour of the day, and I understand that. So you can lengthen the sleep in the front part, if it's possible, and let your body wake up on its own in the morning. I haven't used an alarm clock in 20-some-odd years because I'm programmed to get up the time when I get up, you know, in the morning. So for you, answering the question about how many hours of sleep you need, I think it depends on the individual, because some people, like my mother's getting 4 hours of sleep and she's doing just fine.
And it also depends on, because there's an ebb and a flow to your life. You go through busy cycles or stressful cycles, whether it's good stress or not so good stress. So you want to be able to maintain your proper amount of sleep, but you have to check in. And if you're tired and you can, sit down and rest, even if it's for a few moments. And a message for moms and dads. I believe that this is my opinion. When your children are a certain age, make sure that they don't feel that they can wake you up whenever they want to. They have to learn that you need your rest so you can be your 100% for them.
Yeah. Awesome. We get that. The children are going to learn what the parents teach them, and I think that's probably going to be different in every home because some parents are okay with it. The kids sleep in the parents' bed. We're going to recap on what we talked about today about the world is going to end real soon, and you, what would you do? And I was thinking, I'm hearing what a lot of people will do, and, you know, as it was delicately said by someone, they'll be more intimate. I think that's kind of cool. But I was thinking more in the lines of, you know, making peace with thy neighbor, making peace with yourself. Join social group, you know, connect to your spiritual side where you get into spirituality and feel what you're going to experience when you get a chance to go home. Now, because we're rotating, we're not going to stay home long. We're going to come back and do another tour of duty. So what I was going at was, what would you do? What would you do different than you're doing now? And the bottom line, I feel the common denominator behind all this is enjoy your life.
Yeah, it sounds like people are saying to us that they want to make things happen that are enjoyable for them, and in also letting go of what they don't like or don't want, or having a comment to, you know.
You do have people out there like Rachel who is working two jobs, like she said, to make ends meet.
All the more power to you, Rachel.
Good for you. Keep it up.
Until you don't have to.
But anytime you have a chance to spend some time with you, make it happen. Make it happen. Enjoy the life, because before you know it, you're pushing up daisies.
Okay, we have an email from Joyce. Hi, Joyce writes, hi, if you have done so many things wrong in this life, repent. It is better to believe in punishment in the afterlife and then find out there isn't any, than not believe in punishment in the afterlife and then find out there is.
Classic case of being prepared for a situation and not have it, or have the situation that you're not prepared for. Well, thank you for that, Joyce. If there was punishment in the afterlife, I think I'd be in a lot of trouble. But I don't believe there is such a thing. And when you do leave here, you're going to go through what I consider the filtration process, where you get to rejuvenate. You know, I've said before, and a lot of people didn't like this, that I believe Gandhi and Martin Luther King and Hitler all hanging out somewhere together, simply because of the process of life. You can't take that dirty water with you when you go there. You have to leave it here. It's developed here. You didn't come with it. You bought it while you were here. And now, you know, I'm not making reference to Hitler as good or bad or anything. I'm just simply saying that everybody is equal in the eye of the Creator. And you make the decisions that you make. And when you leave here, you go through purgatory, it's been called, the filtration process, it's been called, or whatever it is. When you exit the body, you have to clean up. And when you come back, you're brand new, like a baby.
Okay. All right. We have an email from Brett. Hello, folks. Loving the show from Arlington, Texas. Is yoga good for bad circulation problems? I have very bad circulation, and I'm 72 years old. I've tried to walk a bit every day, but it gets a bit hard on my legs and knees. Someone told me to try yoga. I heard you discuss this on one of your radio shows several times, and I was just wondering about it. Do you think that it may help me with circulation problems? And if so, what type of exercises would you recommend? Thank you very much for the advice, Brett.
Well, yoga will not hurt you.
No.
You know, and I think you're 72? 72 years old, which is good. You've lived a long time. And if you're having circulation issues right now, definitely tap into yoga and stretching it out, making it happen, gets all the movement thing going. It's good for the mind. It's good for the body. Make sure you're drinking a lot of water.
Yeah, water is important for the bad circulation. You have to hydrate your body to make sure the blood is flowing.
Give it a few months. Brett, make sure you're doing yoga at your pace. Okay, don't try to tie yourself in a knot or do the figure eight or anything like that. Take into consideration that the figure eight is something I made up. Take it into consideration that you are getting on in years and you want to go into this gingerly. If I were tapping into that now, I would start doing yoga if you've got the free time. And try swimming. Swimming is an awesome tool that loosens up all the muscles. And, you know, just get it going. Give it some time. Give it a few months and your circulation will come back. But make sure you're doing a lot of drinking a lot of water.
Yes,
thank you for the email.
The water also helps to release toxins from your body, so that you want to make sure that's happening. If you take yoga at a studio, let your instructor know that you have difficulty with circulation, and he or she may be able to help you with that also.
Definitely get into yoga. And another thing, if it's available where you are, you can look into it, is also Tai Chi. Tai Chi is pretty good for the same concept, and it's not as harsh on the body. It's actually just a series of movements. It's not just a series of movements, but it's. If I had to pick between the two, I would definitely try Tai Chi over yoga.
Yep, and have a salad every day and some fruits and vegetables, because that helps with your electrolytes. That could also be a little of what the complication is about.
Thank you, folks, for all your input on the show. We find out there's a lot of people out there who wants to have more sex. Our show may seem morbid. Today's topic was a little bit off. I did get some bad news, some news this week about a passing of relatives. But anyway, we just wanted to know, what would you do if you had a limited amount of time? And believe it or not, we do. We just don't know when the time is. Be constant in what you do. Be kind to everybody. Love everybody. You're listening to The Barrington Show. We program here every Sunday from 3 till 4, thanks to our new listeners. And thanks again to the one that's been around for a very long time and supporting us and believing in us. Listen for our podcast and our YouTube announcement. You could catch this show there. You can realize that we're also going to be doing the Nature Sanctuary. And somebody reminded me that I have the New Horizon Community Center, which I started about 15 years ago, maybe even more than that. And we're working towards it. We're doing this for the people. We're all in love. We're all one love. We have another email from Katie.
Yes, and I want to say welcome to everyone who is just tuned in today for the first time. Katie writes, I listen every week. This is your best show yet, especially the sex part. We've lit a candle here.
What's going on out there? Katie, thank you for the email.
But you know that we know now what half of the world, at least, or probably more, would be doing.
I'm just playing. Thank you for the email. We appreciate it. We have a good time every time we're here. And thank you for this being the best show. I don't know what to say.
It's funny because I know that Barrington wasn't expecting that type of a reply. I can tell by looking at him.
I thought everybody was having adequate amount of sex. That's what I'm thinking. Now they're waiting for the world to end to all get in gangbanging. And I don't know how.
I don't think they said that.
That's what I'm hearing. But thank you for the support. Thank you for being a part of us. You've joined the Barrington Show, and good to have a laugh, and I hope you're laughing as well. We'll be back next week, folks, with another topic.
Yes, and check out Barrington's website, www.barringtonawaken.com.
And keep your pants on.
No,
keep it
don't
on.
Want to.
Have a good show week. We'll talk to you next week.
Lots of
Thank
love.
Thank you very much.
Lots of love out to you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to The Barrington Show with your host, Barrington, and co-host, Mary, right here on Reality Radio 101.